It's time to hear from the Green Party with co-leader James Shaw.
We are back with our regular chat with Green Party co-leader James Shaw. This week, we follow up after Jacinda's announcement yesterday at Big Gay Out for $300,000 being put into research into HIV. But James and I also chat about what mental health resources are in place for our LGBTQ plus community, particularly the youth, and specifically also around high rates of homelessness within our queer and transgender community. We also speak on banning conversion therapy, which is the harmful practice of manipulation, physical and emotional abuse to try and change someone's sexual identity or gender identity. Conversion therapy is largely discredited by numerous psychiatric institutions. So first, I begin by asking what the Green stance is with Jacinda's announcement and if $300,000 is enough.
Well, look, the Greens obviously support this. We think it's a very good step forward, and we know that we need to do more to kind of educate people. So the $300,000 that the Prime Minister announced yesterday was around research to update behavioural information, and you know that then goes to making sure that HIV and STI prevention services are kind of targeted appropriately in New Zealand. There's still an enormous amount of stigma and discrimination against people who are living with HIV, and that obviously has an impact on people's behaviour, right? So what we're trying to do with this money is to help people to overcome that and to get tested regularly, get more people on treatment, less transmission, and so on.
Is $300,000 enough support given? Because we've seen that National promised as well $1 million given to the AIDS Foundation in terms of this kind of support. So,
there were actually two announcements yesterday. Mm. So there was the $300,000 that goes specifically towards funding research on behaviour patterns. And then the other thing that she announced was the Rainbow Wellbeing Legacy Fund, which is a trust managed by the Royal Foundation, and we're going to endow that with $1 million contribution as well. And so that's working on really helping people to improve mental health, particularly for young people in the Rainbow community. Is it enough? I mean, you know, as long as, you know, HIV exists, you know, we're going to need to continue to make sure that we fund research into behaviour as we are here, also to continue you know, the scientific research, support people to make sure that they can access the drugs that they need to be able to access, and so on. You know, I think this is a good step forward, and we always know that there's more that we can do.
Mm. It's particularly, I think, the stigma and misinformation around HIV and AIDS is still something that exists in New Zealand. So what would you like to see change in the next year?
Well, I mean, I think that the funding that the government announced, this is a phase about just making sure. I think we've done a reasonably good job in New Zealand over the course of the last 30 years making sure that transmission rates are very low, but the issue is you've got to kind of keep updating this stuff, and you know, because attitudes and behaviours do change, and so that's really why we've injected this additional $300,000 in at this point, is to say, well, actually, are we still working on the basis of the most recent research and science, or do we need to change what we're doing?
And talking about the Rainbow Wellbeing Fund, what other initiatives are being pushed by the Greens in terms of, you know, supporting young people, supporting those struggling with mental health and other more vulnerable communities within the our Rainbow community?
Well, there's a lot going on, right? There's some work recently about conversion therapy, which we're absolutely opposed to and we think is abhorrent, you know, I think that we've got to kind of put an end to that. In terms of other vulnerable communities and mental health issues, you know, obviously the government made that massive announcement in the last budget with hundreds of millions of dollars going into mental health services, and the Green Party have been, I think, kind of pushing the boundary and trying to make sure that that money goes to a variety of organisations, some of which are part of the kind of core public health service, others of which are community-led organisations. And we're really delighted with a pilot that's been running in Porirua, known as Tiki, which is working with community organisations and youth organisations to ensure that young people have access to quite a variety of services, and they can work with the one that's most appropriate for them. And we'd like to see that rolled out across the rest of the country.
I wanted to touch a bit on conversion therapy, and that, you know, we saw last year a move to try and get it banned, but the petition and was thrown out of the select committee. And so are we going to see conversations again this year in terms of banning it?
Well, I hope so. I mean, of course, I think what you're referring to is a bill that Maria Lubick from the Labor Party put forward in 2018, aiming to ban the practice. I mean, the Green Party's view is that conversion therapy absolutely should be banned. It is the ultimate form of victim blaming, and in our view, it really doesn't matter kind of who you are. Love is love, and that was the kind of slogan of the marriage equality campaign a few years back. And so, you know, we would be quite keen to see that we should get rid of it.
Do you know what happened with the last one? Like, how come the last one wasn't passed? And so what are the politics at play that's stopping the ban that, you know, clearly is an issue, but why isn't it being banned?
Well, what happened last year was the Justice Select Committee actually made a decision to recommend not to recommend the ban on the grounds that gay conversion therapy is religious freedom for some people. And so there's a clash of values there. And so that, you know, in my view, that was a shame. I guess the next step is to say, well, you know, do we want to continue to allow that as a country? I don't know off the top of my head if there are any specific plans in Parliament or in the government to progress it right now.
Mm. Yeah, I guess that it'll be interesting to see this year moving forward if there'll be more specific conversations around whether that is a restriction on religious freedom, right? And
I mean, Andrew Little did say that, you know, so there are some reforms to the Human Rights Act 1993 that are kind of slowly working their way through the system, and that may be an opportunity for us to consider it.
I can see how people use religious freedom as an argument, but I guess in my view, it is like a blatant, a blatant abuse on so many other human rights that it's not balanced. But
we would agree with
you. that's my hot take on this Monday morning. Before as well, you mentioned about, you know, more specific targeted mental health support systems. And so are we going to see more intersectionality in terms of the way these mental health services interact? So specifically our Pacific and Asian communities, and we also see such high rates of homelessness in terms of our transgender and queer communities. So,
So there's a couple of things. Mm. I mean, the national government, when they came into power, got rid of the Mental Health Commission. We've brought it back as part of that package last year of funding for mental health services, because we recognise it as one of the top priorities. And I would expect the new Mental Health Commission to do exactly what you're saying, which is to look at intersectionality and how we kind of weave together or make sure that there's a diversity of services available for different communities in Aotearoa New Zealand. The other thing that you're hinting at about homelessness, of course, is that the context for the reason why people develop mental health issues, a lot of it is to do with housing-related stress. poor incomes and the inability to make ends meet and so on. And so the work that we're doing to extend public housing, to lift both the minimum wage, but also overhaul the welfare system to try and make sure that people actually have what they need to be able to live on, I think will have a material impact on mental health over time. But it is going to take some time because obviously we're starting, particularly in housing, with an absolute crisis, and we're having to throw quite a lot at that to even make a small dent in the problem.
Mm, yeah, because a lot of that is I guess the difficulty in accessing housing, but I think a lot of it's also to do with difficult home environments or a lack of support given specifically for those communities, and so it's unsafe to stay at home even if there was a place to be. Yeah,
it is. I mean, you're absolutely right. And again, a lot of family violence and stress is also caused by the fact that there are a lot of families out there that just don't have enough to be able to make ends meet. That causes stress in the family, and that can translate into domestic and sexual violence. So this is a sort of a multi-dimensional challenge that we're facing here, and we've got to attack it from every possible angle.
There is a bit more support given to HIV specific research and funding, but are we also going to see more research general across the spectrum of the Rambo community, just because there's just not that much data on the community and there isn't a specific survey or New Zealand-based research that is being done?
Well, I'm going to put my Minister of Stats hat on at this time. And so that's one of the things that I have been working on, or we've been making sure that Stats NZ is focused on, is ensuring that we've got better data than we have had historically. And actually the very first part of that is actually making sure that we know who it is we're counting. And so the first thing that I did as Minister of Statistics was to direct Stats NZ to ensure that we had some good clear definitions around terminology in the Rainbow community, so that we are able to build that into surveys right across government, identify how people identify sexually or what their gender is or sexual orientation is, and to get some distinctions around that so that we can better target things like medical services and so on, because you're absolutely right, unless you've got good data, it becomes your first building block in developing public policy just isn't there, and you kind of clutching around in the dark a bit. So I'm really pleased that we've done that, and that those kind of definitions are now starting to be used in our surveys, so that we can build up a much better data set about the Rainbow community and then provide better public services for them.
Yeah, for sure. I think often the community is undercounted. What's the technical term for it?
And that's really because previous governments, I don't think, just prioritised it sufficiently, and so we just weren't gathering the data. And it's a shame, right? Because if we'd done this work sort of 10 or 20 years ago, and we had time series data, over that period of time, you would already see, I think, much better public services, targeted services than you do now. I'm really pleased that we're doing this, but it is going to take time for that work to sort of filter through the system.
Was having a look through the news, and then there was a News Hub poll that said that, the Greens were down 0.7% in terms of the polls. So moving forward, into the election, what are we going to see from the Greens?
I guess there was mixed news in that poll. The first thing to say is that a movement of 0.7% on a sample size of 1,000 at the margins is something that I don't lose a lot of sleep about. Because it statistically speaking, just as likely to have gone up in the other direction. So those kind of small movements I don't worry about too much. I guess the big news from that poll last night was that if it was converted into election day, then Labor and the Greens would be able to govern alone without New Zealand First. In fact, New Zealand First wouldn't be in Parliament, and that the government essentially would continue. And I take that as a good sign, because what it shows is that people like what they see from Greens and Labor and would like to see us continue in government, and that we essentially constitute a majority of the country between us. The big news about that, of course, is that that if that poll did translate into reality, and polls often don't, so you've got to take them with a grain of salt, but if it did, then the Greens would occupy the balance of power. And if we were in that position, then I can guarantee you what you would see is a government that was much more committed to strong action on climate change, committed to the transition into a clean, green, low-carbon economy, much more committed to restoring and preserving our natural heritage and to ending poverty in Aotearoa.
That was James Shaw, the Green Party co-leader. And we've also just had someone text in who says, "Come on, guys, why such a propensity to ban things you disagree with? Leave people to work these things out for themselves. Standard Greens approach. Cheers, Peter." I just wanted to respond to Peter. Basically, how do I phrase it? What do you think, James?
Well, as I was saying to you before, by leaving it to people who are consistently part of our society now.
Yeah.
And I mean, part of the government's role is to be able to look after New Zealand citizens, and they are part of our citizens. And I need to check up on this, but for a lot of people, this conversion therapy is seen as a violation of human rights,
yeah,
which is where the government should step in.
Mm. And the thing is, you need to understand that people who are going through conversion therapy are in vulnerable situations, are in vulnerable circumstances, often the young people. And you know, for Peter to just say, just leave these people to work out themselves is, I don't think, understands the full scope of the situation, and that these vulnerable communities are unable to protect themselves. Because the way conversion therapy operates is that, you know, it's emotional manipulation. It's a way of shaming people to feel guilt about their sexual or gender identity, which really shouldn't be feel any shame about.
New Zealand's a place of where everyone is able to do what they want. We pride ourselves on being quite a free country.
Yeah, but also that doesn't mean that using the argument of religious freedom means that you can make someone feel disgusted and horrible about themselves. Like, I completely respect completely that our right to religious freedom, but I don't think harming someone's gender or sexual identity is any core part of any religious belief. You know, you have people who are from various religions in New Zealand who also aren't homophobic, who also believe that should be respected.
Yeah. And also, it's not just an approach taken by the Greens now, as we've seen. Mm. Labor have pledged $300,000 towards HIV prevention, and National announced that if they got into government, they would be pledging $1 million towards that.
Yeah. So
it's not just a Greens way of going about it now. It's something that the whole government is getting behind.
Mm, mm. Like, I can see the argument that Peter is saying. The government shouldn't have such a huge hold on people's lives. But, you know, in this circumstance, people are being harmed. And I think there's an argument, you know, more discussion should be had around it. Obviously, I've got my opinion, and I, you know, encourage you to text in, ring in your opinion, into how, you know, how we can move through the space, figure out what is the best way to protect our vulnerable communities. And so we're going to be back after a quick break, but yes, I keep texting in, keep
poll.
Phoning in. Oh, yes,
poll.
A poll. Thank you for reminding me, James.
So we've set up two polls asking whether we should be putting more money towards HIV prevention. On our Instagram poll, we've had 100% say yes. And on the Twitter poll, it has been 78% say yes and 22% say no.
Oh, what was the poll? What's the question in the poll?
Do you think more funding is needed for HIV prevention?
Oh, yes. Yeah. So, yeah. Give a vote.
Go give it a vote on the Twitter, on the Instagram.
Yeah, because I think 300,000 isn't actually that much money. But maybe you think that money's, there are more better ways rather than financial support as a way of reducing the stigma with HIV. Leave your thoughts. We'll be back after a break.
That was James Shaw for the Green Party. The Wire.